Rodgers in trouble. It's going to get there. He turned 32 yesterday. Does he have a vintage moment in it? In the end zone, it is caught for the win. Richard Rodgers with a walk-off touchdown. A game ender for the Packers.
Welcome to the Glass Half Empty podcast. I'm Ryan Glasspiegel.
Our guest this week is Vince Wilfork, the defensive tackle who played for the Patriots and the Texans and is a free agent this offseason. Vince is spearheading a petition on behalf of Kingsford Charcoal to make ribs the national food in America. Vince, tell me about this petition and why this is a cause you want to get behind.
Because, you know, one thing about us is, you know, every holiday that comes around, I mean, you name it, people want a barbecue. And people want to barbecue ribs. So if we're already barbecuing ribs and that's what we do, that's what Americans do, why don't we make a barbecue ribs the national food of America? So that's why we want this petition to get signed. To sign it is Kingsford.com, and that's what we're going for. That's what we're shooting for, because it's already in motion. But let's just get this petition signed so we can get it our national food, because we all love ribs. We all love good ribs, you know, and you can't go 4th of July or Memorial Day without cooking ribs. Father's Day, Mother's Day, you name it. You can't go without cooking ribs. So anytime you fire your grill up, guess what you're cooking? Your ribs. So let's make it America's national food.
I've seen some Instagram videos of you dancing in overalls, shirtless, around the grill. How often would you say that you barbecue for either your family or a gathering or anything like that?
Well, that's my outfit when I barbecue. And when I'm outside hanging out, I put my gear on. That's what I do. that's my signature with cooking and everything. And when I'm hanging outside working.
And so, but how often would you say that you grill ribs? How many times a year you think you do that?
Oh, a year? I do it right now. I'm doing it once a week. So you do the ad. A lot.
You after spending most of your career in a kind of barbecue desert in New England, you played the last 2 years of your career in Houston, which is really in the barbecue belt. Are there any restaurants in the South or anywhere else that you think do an especially good job making ribs and they live up to your expectations being someone who takes pride in his grilling?
Yeah, there's a couple places here that do. There's a couple places here that's not so good.
Which ones are good?
Huh?
Which ones are good? What places do you like to eat ribs at?
I like Jackson South, and I like Killen's Steakhouse in Pearland. Killen's Barbecue in Pearland. He also has steakhouse and stuff like that, too. That's why I said steakhouse. But all of his food is good. Those are the two that I love. You know, I can't go wrong. If I want to cook, if I want to eat barbecue and I don't want to cook, I go either of those two.
Have you ever been to Gatlin's? I went there when I was in Houston a couple years ago for the Wisconsin LSU game when they were playing in the Texans stadium, and I like that Gatlin's a lot. Have you been there?
No, never been there. Is that in Houston?
Yeah.
Nope, I haven't been there a lot. So maybe I'll make a list and go to all these so-called barbecue spots that people say is good and go give them my real opinion. They might kick me out. Some of them might kick me out, though.
switching back to football for a little bit, the Texans organization had been indicating that they thought you were going to retire, but then I saw an interview today with Pro Football Talk that you said you're not sure. What percent chance would you put it at of you playing next year or not?
50-50.
50-50. Have you had talks with any teams, or that's kind of just the next step in the process?
I don't need to talk to no teams because I'm going to do whatever I decide I want to do. It ain't about nobody. It's not about any other team. It's not about a team. It's about what I'm willing to do, what I want to do. So when I get to that point, if I'm not leaving Houston, you know, I tell you that is. I live in Houston now. That's where I stay. So if I continue to play, I'm gonna be a Texan. If I don't continue to play, oh well.
Do you have any idea what you would do to occupy your time if and when you're done playing?
No. It won't be hard to figure out. Nope. But I'm an outdoorsman, so. I've been playing football 20 years, you know, and my life being in this structure, and this is all I know. So right now I'm just enjoying just relaxing, doing what I want to do. You know, barbecuing, you know, eating, you know, just relaxing. That's what I'm enjoying right now while I make my decision what I want to do.
A few years ago when you were still at the Patriots, you suffered an Achilles injury a few games into the season, and people were wondering if maybe then that your career was done. But after that, you came back, you guys won a Super Bowl, you played two more full seasons in Houston. Can you tell me about what it was like to rehab from that injury in your 30s and like how it felt to get back on the field after that?
Well, that crazy thing is, that was my one and only injury in football. You know, my whole career, I've been injury free. I mean, besides like the nicks and bruises, like a little twisted ankle here and there, but like as far as surgery and missing time and stuff like that, that's my first time. So it was a little different, but you know, I listened to a lot of people tell me what I wasn't going to do and wasn't going to be able to do, how hard it's going to be, and if I do. Only a certain percentage of people come back from this injury. And I told people all along, ever since I've been drafted, is I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like regular people. I do things differently, you know. And they told me with my weight and my age and the position I play, that I wouldn't be able to come back off the Achilles. That's what they said. So I pulled a lot of people wrong. Rehab was tough. But it was tough because I had basically learned how to walk all over again. I had to learn how to walk again. From walking, I had to learn how to jog. From jogging, I had to learn how to run and sprint and push off. So, you know, I was like a baby all over again, learning how to walk. And it took time. It took time. But that was, what, about 4 years ago now? I played three seasons after that, which they said I couldn't do. Proved them wrong once again. So, but that was it. It taught me a lot of things. It taught me because I could have walked away from the game. I could have walked away from the game then. And I always told myself, I said, you know, I want to play 10 years and call it quits. And that was my 10 year. That was 10 years right there. And I was like, you know, I can't lead a game like that because I got to prove to myself and prove to everybody else that they wrong about me coming back off of injury. Which I did. So I came back off an injury. The next year I came off the injury. I won a Super Bowl, and I could have walked away from it again. And I didn't. So I moved on. I came to Houston, played two more seasons. So a lot of people told me that I couldn't do it or wouldn't be able to do it. And they were wrong once again. So they should have learned about me.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about your New England years. So Bill Belichick, at this point, now he's regarded as probably the greatest football coach of all time. It's either him or Vince Lombardi, one or two. What is it about Belichick that makes him such an effective football coach?
It's just his style. His coaching style, his teaching style, how he can get people to be on one accord. How smart he is when it comes to football, putting people around him that's smart and think he is the best coach of all time, past Vince Lombardi, just because Vince Lombardi, he didn't have to deal with salary cap back in those days. He couldn't load your team up. So, who knows if it was salary cap back then, what would happen with, you know, Vince Lombardi then. But that's just my preference. I think Belichick is the best coach of all time. I really do. To do it in the time that we're doing it in now with the salary cap and managing money and stuff and trying to keep a team with not a lot of superstars. Oh, man. That's special.
When you're on a football team, you're one of 53 players. How much interaction do you have with the head coach during the course of a week?
Yeah, I talk to my coaches all the time. I think communication is the key. And it's up to the coaches to trust their leaders, too. So if a coach don't trust their leaders, you won't be having a lot of conversation. And it's a lot of head knocking going back and forth. But I never had a problem with talking to my coaches and having a relationship with my coaches where they can trust me and I can trust them in saying what we need to say and get done. As a leader. So, I always had good coaches surrounding me and always I tip my hat off to them for them to believe in me and, you know, to take my word sometimes, even if they don't see it the same way as me. But sometimes I talk for a locker room, not just myself sometimes. And it's hard for a coach to sit back and listen and say, okay, I'll do it this way. When he's the head coach, but I had coaches that done that, and we reaped the benefits for it.
How much time would you say that Belichick spends working with the offense versus working with the defense?
Equally. He's not just a defense coach. He's a head coach. He teaches everything.
When you say that he teaches everything, is there a time you can recall where he like noticed something on film and communicated that to you and that really helped your performance in a game or helped you really make a big play?
Situational football. Just teaching me situational football.
But I'm asking, like, is there a specific game you can recall where that happened and you made, like, a big play in big part because of that communication?
Absolutely. I remember some plays that I've made or some teammates made because we talked about on the sideline how they were blocking us and this is what we wanted to do. I've made plays like that before.
Is there one that you can like go through piece by piece, or is there not any that are like specific memories enough for that?
None of them are specific, but I remember one being a certain play. Bill said that this team liked to do this. They showed it 2 years ago. It was a coach that was coaching another team that he did it against a team that was running the same type of defense, but it was 2 years ago. So he gave me a heads up that, hey, this play might be coming. And he was right. It came.
There's some questions this year about whether it could be Tom Brady's last year, given that Jimmy Garoppolo's contract is up at the end of the season. Knowing the Patriots like you do and knowing Brady from being his teammate for years and years and years, could you see Brady playing for another team if the Patriots decided to move on for him but he didn't think he was finished playing?
Anybody is disposable, so it's going to be up to them. But I think Brady's going to play as long as he want to play.
You won two Super Bowls in New England, your first season there and your last season there. Both of those games, the defense came up big with stops. The Eagles, led by Donovan McNabb, for whatever reason, they were taking their time when they were down a couple scores and they weren't really respecting how little time left there was on the clock. And then in that Seahawks game, there was the Malcolm Butler interception. What was it like to be a part of the defense in those like Super Bowl winning championships?
Well, you can't explain a championship win unless you play in. So it's hard to explain the level of excitement. But just on the thing you need to know is that's the top of all sports. been a Super Bowl champion. I think it overrides every professional sports when you're talking about one of the best trophies that you can ever receive is a Super Bowl. So you got to be a part of it to understand that feeling.
What's the agony like in Super Bowl losses? Like, especially the ones to the Giants, including the one with, like, the David Tyree helmet catch. How excruciating is it to be that close but not taste what you just said was, like, really the sweetness of victory?
Losing sucks, fresh of Super Bowl. So I lost 2-1, too. So I'm glad I'm 50-50 in the money. But my team is calling it quits. They're telling me that times is up right here. So it was a pleasure, Ryan, to being on that with you.
All right, thanks, Vince. Have a great rest of the week. Good luck with your petition.
Familiar touch turns strange.